The book of Luke, chapter 20, verse 1, is where we're going to begin today. Luke, chapter 20, verse 1. And we want to welcome you to the broadcast. We appreciate your tuning in. And we hope that you can open up your Bible and follow along with us, read it for yourself, and study with us as we open up the Word of God. Now, in Luke chapter 20, beginning in verse 1, here's what we read. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spake unto him, saying, Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? Now, let's get the setting here. Let's look back and just picture in our minds what was taking place here. Jesus is in the temple. And remember, he's not in the temple building, he's in the temple grounds. And there are all kinds of Jews that are there. Remember that when Jesus went to the temple, he draws a crowd. He draws attention. And the people want to hear him. The people want to listen to Jesus teach. So the Bible says that he's teaching these people and he's preaching the gospel to them. I want to remind you also of what has just happened here in Luke chapter 19 in the verses just before Luke chapter 20 begins. Do you remember what the last event was in Luke chapter 19? Well, that's where Jesus drove the money changers and those that sold this livestock out of the temple area. And the Bible says that when these Jewish leaders heard about that, then they tried to get something on Jesus. They tried to arrest him, but they really couldn't find any way to do that. And so the Bible says in Luke chapter 20, verse 1, that these chief priests, these scribes, these people who are the leaders of the Jewish people come to Jesus and they confront him. And they confront him with a question. That question is, by what authority do you do these things? Or who gave you the authority to do these things? What things? Well, teaching like he did, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and also driving out those that abused the situation in the temple like he did in Luke chapter 19. And we might also add to that the fact that Jesus oftentimes healed people. So there were many things that these scribes and Pharisees, these Jewish leaders, did not like about what Jesus did. It's not that Jesus was hurting the people. Jesus never harmed the people in any way whatsoever. But he did draw attention away from these Jewish leaders. He did expose the hypocrisy of those Jewish leaders. And that is really what they didn't like. That's why they were after him. And so they come with this question. Who gave you the authority to do this? Who do you think you are? What authority do you have to do any of these things? Now, if we had been in Jesus' place, we might have thought, well, who gave you the authority to do what you're doing? But he didn't do that. What he did do is to turn right around and ask them a question. You'll notice in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that there are people that are asking Jesus questions on many occasions. Sometimes out of a good motive, sometimes out of a bad motive, sometimes for a good reason because they wanted to learn, and sometimes out of a bad motive or a bad heart because they were just trying to get him caught up in a contradiction. But regardless of the reason, you will oftentimes find that one of the things that Jesus does when people ask him a question is to ask them a question. Now, he's not doing that to be evasive. He's not doing that because he doesn't want to answer the question or because he cannot answer the question. And he's certainly not doing that to try to be sarcastic or smart-aleck. You know, sometimes today when you ask somebody a question, they'll ask you a question back and they're just trying to be smart. They're just trying to be funny or cute. Well, that's not what Jesus is doing here. Jesus is asking them a question back in order to get them to think. And in this case, he's asking them a question in return to expose them. Because you see, these people are not right. These chief priests, the scribes, and these elders are not right. They're hypocrites, and their hearts and their lives are not in harmony with the will of God. And so Jesus, on many occasions, would ask these people questions in return after they've asked him a question, and sometimes after they've made an accusation, he comes back and asks them a question. And if they would only honestly answer that question, it would expose their hypocrisy. It would expose their error. But they're not about to do that, as we're just about to see. So let's look at the question that Jesus asked them. Now, they want to know, where did you get the authority to do this? Who gave you the authority to do all these things that you're doing? Jesus, in verse 3, the Bible says, answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. Jesus said, okay, you've got a question for me. I want to ask you something. I want to ask you one thing, and you answer what I'm asking you. And his question for them is very simple. It's in verse 4. Jesus said, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? The baptism that John preached, the baptism that John the Baptist practiced, when John the Baptist was out there on the banks of the Jordan River preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins and baptizing all those people, where did that come from? Did that come from heaven, that is, from God Almighty? Or did it come from men? Was it something that John the Baptist or some other man thought up? Where did John the Baptist get his authority to preach baptism for the remission of sins? Was that from God or was it from man? Now, that's a very simple question. There's nothing hard to understand about it. You see, this is something else about the teaching of Jesus. Jesus is able to teach people in the deepest and most profound way. But he doesn't ask big, long, complicated questions with hard words and big words that are hard for people to understand. He uses simple language. He uses words that everybody can understand, but he gets right to the heart of the question. And he really gets right to the essence of the issue at hand. What he's doing with these people is he's exposing their hypocrisy. And he's asking them a very simple question here that they should be able to answer. Do you think that the baptism of John came from heaven, that is God, or do you think that it's a human doctrine, that it's something that came from men? And so the Bible says in verse 5, and they reasoned with themselves. They talked among each other. And so it looks like that they're almost huddling up here, and they're talking with each other in these huddles, and they say, well, let's look at these options here that he gave us. Let's talk this over before we come back with an answer. So they kind of huddled together, and the Bible says that they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, then he will say, why then believed ye him not? In other words, if we say, well, yeah, the baptism of John, that came from heaven. God sent John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a prophet of God, and that doctrine and the practice of baptism actually came from heaven. It actually came from God. They said, well, if we say that, then he's going to catch us because he's going to come right back and say, well, why didn't you believe John the Baptist then? Why didn't you let him baptize you? You see, in Luke chapter 7, verse 29 and 30, the Bible says that the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him, that is, being not baptized by John the Baptist. So they didn't think that they had any sins to be forgiven of to any extent, and they refused to be baptized by John the Baptist. So they knew that Jesus knew about them. And they knew that if they came back and said, why, sure, John the Baptist's baptism came straight from heaven. It's straight from God. They knew that he would nail them with the question, well, why didn't you believe him then? Why weren't you baptized by John the Baptist? And so they said, well, we can't say that. So let's look at the other option here. Maybe we can say it's from men. In verse 6, they said, but, and if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. So they say, well, fellas, if we go in the other direction here, if we look at this other answer and say, well, the baptism of John is just a human doctrine. That's something that men invented. That's not something that's from God. That is from human beings. It is a human doctrine. It is one of the doctrines and the commandments of men. It didn't come from God. It came from some man who thought up the idea of being baptized in water for the remission of sins. They said, if we say that, If we say that out loud, the people are going to hear us. And they're not going to like it. As a matter of fact, they will stone us because the people believe that John the Baptist was a prophet. Now, you see, these scribes and Jewish leaders did not believe that John the Baptist was a prophet. They did not accept that he was a prophet of God, but they knew that the people did. And so in verse 7, the Bible says, "And they answered that they could not tell whence it was." We can't answer your question. Well, of course, that really is a dishonest thing that they're doing here. They really could have answered the question if they had been honest about what they really thought. Because what they really thought was that John the Baptist was not a prophet and that his baptism was not from God. So their real answer in their hearts, what they really believed, was that the baptism of John was from men. But you see, they're politicians. They're politicians of a religious kind. They want to go with the flow, and they're not going to do anything that is going to endanger their leadership. So if they think that they have the majority of people on their side, then they're going to speak out. But if they don't think that the majority of people are on their side, then they're going to stay silent. They're not going to say anything. They're cowards, you see. They are hypocrites. They're just playing the crowd, and they're just waiting for the moment when the momentum swings in their direction and in their favor. So when they said that they could not tell, that they could not answer the question, really what they meant was, we are not going to. We will not answer your question because if we tell you what we really think, it's going to get us in trouble. Folks, I'll tell you something. If you believe the Bible, you don't have to fear people asking you questions. You may not know the answer to a lot of questions, and none of us knows the answer to every question. But if you believe the Bible, you believe the Bible is the inspired Word of God, and you believe that the answers are there, you don't have to fear somebody asking you what you believe about the Bible, because you just tell the truth. The Bible teaches it, and that settles it. And let me add here, too, that the reason that there are some people who, when you ask them a question about the Bible and what they believe about the Bible, the reason that some people change the subject, refuse to answer, get mad, and put you off is because they don't want to really tell you the truth about it. They don't want to be honest about that question and about what the answer really should be. And so they'll change the subject on you. They may claim ignorance. They may say, well, I don't know. They may say, well, I don't have time to talk about that. But really, they do. Really, if they were honest, they would tell you the answer to the question. And so I find that many times when people feel like that they're in a corner because they believe something wrong or their life is not right, and you ask them a question which really puts them on the spot, they do just exactly what these scribes and Pharisees did in Luke chapter 20. They say, well, we can't answer that question, when really, in fact, they could have. And notice that Jesus told them in the end, in verse 8, that if you're not going to answer my question, then I'm not going to answer the one that you asked me. And Jesus said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Thank you for tuning in today. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.